Hello, I'm Jorge Gestoso. On today's podcast, Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years killed at least 10 people on Wednesday, injuring more than 800, while 50 went missing en route to a national park, authorities said, as rescuers used ladders to bring others to safety. Television broadcasts images of buildings tilted at precarious angles in the mountainous, sparsely populated eastern country of Hualien, near the epicenter of the 7.2 magnitude quake, which struck offshore at about 8 a.m. In Panama, the Panamanian builders announced a new 24-hour warning strike in protests over the closure of the organization's bank accounts in the state savings bank and the persecution of its main leaders. This in rejection of the closure of 18 bank accounts by the state saving banks and political harassment. The Panamanian builders, heads of the single national union workers of the construction and similar industry, indicated that they will remain on the streets until the government stops the arbitrary financial measures that attack with the normal operation of that organization. This new persecution of leaders takes place on the eve of a general electoral process that will take place on May the 5th. And Peru's Attorney General said on Tuesday that an investigation into interim President Dina Boluarte has been widened to include a $56,000 Cartier bracelet in her possession and 1.1 million soles, approximately $300,000, in a bank deposit of unknown origin. Boluarte is already under investigation over the possession of pricey Rolex watches. Attorney General Juan Villena, speaking to a congressional commission, said that the investigation had been widened on Monday and included looking into an estimated $500,000 worth of jewelry that Boluarte had been photographed using during public events. And that's the world news. I'm Jorge Gestoso. Please join me on another podcast of the news with Jorge Gestoso. Talk to you then.